You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Blue Lake, and streaming on the web at khum.com. Jane Doe in Wonderland. You guys are going on tour, and that's going to be starting. The first public performance is on March 29th on over at Ferndale Rep, and then you're going to be at Del Arte's Carlo Theater after that, as well as NCRT, HSU, and Eureka High School Auditorium, not to mention having performances in many of the high schools in the area. What is Jane Doe in Wonderland, and why should people come out and see it?
Jane Doe in Wonderland is a original play written by myself, Kate Toby, Aaron Johnston, and Grace Booth in collaboration with the local nonprofit Game Over, run by L. Snow. And Game Over is a nonprofit that educates Humboldt about sex trafficking happening in Humboldt County and domestic sex trafficking happening nationally. It's run by Elle, who is a survivor. She was trafficked out of Humboldt. And so we've teamed up with her to create a play that educates youth about warning signs of traffickers and kind of goes into how someone can be lured into the world of trafficking by using Alice in Wonderland as the metaphor for the world, because it really is an entire other world that victims get sucked into, and one that exists all around us and right before our very eyes, and we're just not trained to see the signs. So the goal of the play is really to get to the youth.
A lot of people right now are probably like, whoa, 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 sex trafficking here in Humboldt?
One of the things that Elle trains on is that basically anywhere in the U.S. and, you know, around the world, but domestic sex trafficking is happening. Anywhere you have hotels, that you have the internet, you're probably going to have trafficking. It's way more common than anybody realizes.
You all take this subject, which is very, very heavy, and you use Alice in Wonderland to make it very digestible and almost entertaining, but very informative in such a way that you can really save people's lives.
Elle came to us actually with a concept for this play. She saw the story of Alice in Wonderland and how all the characters lined up with, kind of in a very eerie way, with the characters within the trafficking world. It's a very easy jump over into writing this script and saying, you know, here we have a white queen who is the bottom in a trafficker's stable. These are all sort of new words for people, but that would be the most brainwashed victim, the one who really is in Stockholm syndrome and completely aligns herself with her trafficker, does not believe she's a victim, but is completely taken advantage of and barely human anymore. We have the Tweedle twins, who are the Johns or purchasers, and they are simply playing games with Alice, but that entitlement and that sort of obliviousness is a complete parallel for how purchasers see victims and treat victims. So it's kind of a gift, this story, because it's so clear. We perform this play, and then Elle steps up, and she has no need to justify herself or explain herself, because it's all there.
There's going to be a survivor talk back after every single one of these, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The goal of the play is to provide a platform for a survivor to come up and tell their story or talk about what is the actual reality of domestic sex trafficking in the United States and in Humboldt County specifically for this tour. So the audience gets to go through 45 minutes of what is this journey of Alice into Wonderland, or what is the journey of a victim within this harsh reality, except Wonderland gives the audience a chance to breathe and to be under, to kind of empathize with the characters instead of it being this kind of,
It being more like an after-school special?
Yeah, so it's the play isn't violent or explicit. It really rides on these characters of Wonderland that everybody knows, so that someone then can see Elle step forward, and that is the reality, that this does happen to real people.
I will just tag on that really the intention of the show is to not play to the audience's emotional reactions, that we really want the audience to leave understanding the psychological, the manipulation that victims undergo, that this is a structure that is created by traffickers that is systematic, and they know exactly what to do and how to play to people's weaknesses. So the play is not explicit and is really geared towards high school students. So a lot of the questions we get are, oh gosh, that sounds really triggering. And the play is really written so that we're not playing. I mean, it's an intense subject, and of course you're going to leave feeling empathy. But our goal is really that you leave with a much better understanding of the question, why don't they run? Which is the question that Elle gets all the time of, well, you weren't chained to a bed. You had your own car eventually. You had some freedom. Like, why didn't you run? And our goal is to really answer the question of, this is psychological warfare at a very, very deep level.
I was impressed during the readings that you took this very, very intense subject and you presented it to people so that they gained understanding through entertainment. Part of the play is actually funny. Like, there's some really entertaining parts of it. There is the drama in there as well. But you leave with a full, complete understanding of the subject, like, wow, okay, now I understand this. But you don't feel raw, like, sometimes after something like that. It's very well put together, and I'm looking forward to seeing the productions.
Thanks, Bailey.
Yeah.
We're having a really great time in rehearsals, and we're really looking forward to this last push before we start our tour, which is actually going to start with a college performance / high school performance at College of the Redwoods. So our first performance isn't actually going to be a public show. It's going to be one of whatever our goal was to go to get this student to the youth. And it's a beautiful stage, and College of the Redwoods has offered this opportunity for us.
Awesome. How many schools are you going to with this?
Well, we're starting with College of the Redwoods, and that's going to be a high school and college show. So we're inviting a couple different high schools to come to that performance. Then we are headed to the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, which is in Eureka. And then we're headed to Eureka High School is a public performance, but we're really hoping that that's going to be also a draw for their students there. And then our big high school show is also going to be at Arcata High. So we're doing a performance for the Arcata High freshmen, the Six Rivers freshmen, and all of their AAI students. And then we're finishing up.
What's AAI?
AAI is their arts program.
Okay.
It's Arcata Arts Institute.
Yeah, Arcata Arts Institute. And then we're finishing up the tour with a really nice special performance with the Court and Community Kids, which is going to be one of our smaller performances, but it's a demographic that's equally important to get in to see the show just as much as, you know, the general public.
Also, it's a great time to be doing this play because the California schools are just beginning to incorporate trafficking as part of their curriculum. So there's the Prevention Project locally. There's a program called PROTECT. That's an acronym. And that's starting in schools as early as fifth grade. Sex trafficking is now mandated in the sex education for California schools. So this is exciting for us. There's really been a change recently in people trying to raise awareness in this issue.
So the first public performance of this is going to be on Wednesday the 29th over at Ferndale Rep, and then it's going to move to Del Arte's Carlo Theater on Friday, March 31st, and then it'll be a Monday through Wednesday, April 3rd through 5th over at NCRT, and then Saturday, April 8th over at HSU. There's Gist Hall 02, the Acting Lab, at 7 p.m., and then on Wednesday, April 12th, over at the Eureka High School Auditorium at 6:30. Those are all the public performances. It's $15 for adults, and under 18 actually gets in for free, as well as educators. And you can get tickets and find out more information about it, including all those times that I just listed out, over at janedoeinwonderland.com.
And I'll just add, for any HSU students that are listening, we are doing a special $5 ticket price for HSU students at the HSU performance as well.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to add?
We've received some amazing community support in doing this project. We started it at Del Arte a year and a half ago, and we all graduated since then, but have come back to Humboldt, and through Elle and through Del Arte and through the Humboldt Area Foundation, the McLean Foundation, the Arcata Foundation, and a lot of just incredible local individuals. We've received just unbelievable support. So thank you to the community.
What's going to happen with this after this?
We have a couple different goals with the show afterwards. We're working on a radio version, a podcast version of the play as well right now, so that we could have another medium in which people can access this story. We're also looking at maybe a wider West Coast tour. I know already we've received interest in even just going to Southern Humboldt and Del Norte County and just kind of hitting these more rural areas as well. There's possibility that we get, you know, a positive community response that we end up going to a national tour where we are able to travel around. The nice thing about this play and the way that we've written it is that it can go anywhere, that someone like Grace, who is primarily based out of Massachusetts, can reach out to survivors there and partner with them to bring the play to the area there. So another option we're sort of playing with is, do we publish the play and make it available so that more communities can take this on as some as a way to garner education and awareness in their local communities.
Awesome. Sweet. And once again, that is Grace Booth, Erin Johnson, and Kate Toby who all wrote this. And once again, janedoeandwonderland.com for more information. We're going to take a short break and then we'll be back into more music. You're listening to KHAM.